with the same map. One could move that all of your driving positions of documents that we're going to use from the agenda, your proposal, documents to assist in deliberating the legislative proposal, intent to state employee, to regulate interest of the state employees, proposed amendment to the Labor Relations Act, set of minutes for both the 17th and the 24th of August, and finally the fact sheet that we deferred them in the last meeting. You have all these documents with yourselves, honourable members. Thank you. I'm sure they're working on copies for those who doesn't have. Maybe you would understand when the secretary of the committee is not in, you should have these e-caps here and there. We're sitting with the manager of the section, who's acting on behalf of the secretary today, and he may not be, you know, hands-on as he was supposed to, because he understands our day-to-day. He's at the level of, you know, overseeing when he's supposed to do the work. There should be challenges, of course, that's common sense. But nonetheless, honourable members, I'm sure, again, yesterday we managed to have another report of our committee going through the House, and it again one mileage that we have managed to obtain that was related to Munasur petitions. So it has been adopted by the House yesterday. Again, congratulations for that. You would recall that we made mentions of the study tour somewhere next year. The administrators are working on, you know, preparing the documents, and they're on hand in terms of that particular request from the authority of Parliament. We will, of course, without much ado, go into the work of the day. You are all welcome. I must say, I'm impressed today. We are not even under threat of any quorum. We are, you know, having sufficient members. We can even give to committees that are having for quorum challenges today. Congratulations for making yourself, you know, available. Thank you very much. And if you can keep it up, it will change the way we have been, you know, running our things, always having the threat of quorum being our challenge. Thank you, members, for availing yourself for that matter. Can we check apologies? Is there any apologies that you have received?
I got a message that Ms. Killian apologized.
Honorable Killian seems like she's not going to be with us. That's the only apology we have received. And then I must say, from the DA, Honorable Member Kopane, have been, you know, deployed to our committee by DA in the place of Tara Blanche. Tara Blanche will no longer be with us. She will be part of our committee. You are welcome. I'm sure she has been in our first meeting when we had the joint meeting with the public administration. So you are welcome, and we are hoping to add value from what we are doing from yourself. Thank you very much. Among the package, you should be having a new proposal that we have received from Mr. Small. Is it Small?
Smaller.
So we will formally table it, and then we will then program it for him to come and make presentations accordingly. You'll be informed of the date that we'll have it on our program. Then the next from that is you would recall last week we were supposed to have been deciding on the proposed legislation intending to regulate interest of state employees by Honorable Davidson. And that we said, in the light of time, let's defer it for today. And it's the first on the agenda now to be considered by ourselves. I may make you to recall what happened. Of course, after Davidson have briefed us about the proposed legislation, we had an opportunity to go into the joint sitting with the public admin portfolio committee, and also the minister happened to be there and briefed us about the development within the ministry. So we should therefore, as a committee, what we haven't yet received, you recall that we requested the portfolio committee to furnish us with their submissions to that effect, to say from the presentation of the minister, what is their position. They haven't yet, I haven't heard anything from them. So it looks like we are not having their opinion as of now as to what are their views in relation to what we request them to do. So, but that does not mean we cannot discuss upon ourselves. We can do that and leave that particular area for them to do and see if they're in line with our understanding. May I then invite members to discuss the matter?
Excuse me.
Honorable Pretorius.
Thank you for the opportunity. I think, Chair, we must just remind ourselves again of the criteria that we must use to consider our legislation. Those are the six criteria which were adopted by the House and is now part of the rules. And if one looks at these six criteria, there's really only one that I think one should reflect upon here, which may come in play here. And that is the question of whether this legislation will preempt legislation to be introduced by the executive. I can't recall now that there's a problem with constitutionality, Mr. Roeder. This thing was not unconstitutional. There's not a problem with constitutionality. So in that case, it's really only the preemption part. And the second point I need to make to say that if one were to consider or were to approve and say this legislation or this proposal should go further, it doesn't mean to say this will become law. We're not saying in such a resolution that it will automatically be accepted as a law. What the rules say is that we must simply report to the Assembly either that we block it here, or secondly that we grant permission for the member to proceed. And that simply means that the Assembly must then take a decision what to do with it. And in our report we can also say all sorts of things. We can say to the Assembly, we think this has merit, or we think this should be referred to a committee for further consideration, or whatever we want to say. So that's my way of introduction to say to you that I really would want to propose that we consider this proposal simply on the basis of the possibility that it may preempt. The minister in his briefing said to us that the executive was contemplating legislation which will cover some of the topics mentioned in this one, not all. So this proposal goes slightly further. And the second point is, he said that on a question which I asked him, is that they were planning to introduce the legislation by the end of the financial year, which is say, March next year, still 6-7 months off. Now, one can argue whether that is in line with soon to be introduced. My own view, it's perhaps a little bit too long to say it's going to be introduced soon. And the second point is, if one looks at the history so far of legislation which we blocked, in terms of the proposal of soon to be introduced, the executive so far has not stuck to the deadline so far. I mean, the last one that we discussed in the House, I made a declaration of vote in that case to say that we still approve of it, but just to point out that the executive is now four months late with the introduction. So, in practice, one could find that this legislation from the department could actually only be coming in a year's time or 9 months' time or whatever period. So my suggestion, which I want to put on the table, is that we take cognizance of the fact that this might be preempted, but we still say we propose that the proposal goes further to the House and that the House take a resolution what will happen. And my proposal would be that in our report to the House, we would say this document of Mr. Davidson should be referred to the Portfolio Committee on Public Service Administration, because that's the committee where the legislation will land from the executive, and that this document could form, and I would call it a background document or a research or a reference document to assist the Portfolio Committee at the time when they discuss the other legislation. Because the Minister in his own wording said that it's possible that, and I will quote him, he said it was not a question of who raised the issue, it was a question of what input was being made into democracy and what was required in terms of monitoring behaviour. So he implied that the committee should be looking at other inputs as well to improve the legislation which the government will introduce. So I would want to propose and put on the table that we consider the legislation in terms of specifically the preemption part, but that we then go further and say that we think this can go further in the sense that we refer it to the we recommend to the House that it be referred to the Portfolio Committee to consider this as a reference document when they discuss or deliberate on the legislation once it's introduced. Thank you. And I'm sorry, Mrs. Kobay, you have a long story now. I can give a summary for you if she wants it.
Thank you. Any further submission? Honorable Matthew.
Chairperson, thank you. Chairperson, I don't know why can't we make sure that the committee or which were with us, we find out from them, well, how far are they with this issue before we can proceed to the House. That is my proposal.
So you are calling for us not to finalize the matter up until the Portfolio Committee is indicating their position. Am I correct? Further input? Member, you are welcome.
My apologies, Chair. I was told by committee that there's something they wanted me to for knowledge. I'm looking at Albert and putting it. But yeah, my apologies for arriving late, and I hope I didn't miss out. Fortunately, I missed Mr. Victoria's input.
I'm sure you may, if you so wish.
Just to comment on the Honourable Lady's comment there, to say that I accept that it's important that the Portfolio Committee must give us some guidance, but in this case the proposed legislation is not yet at the Portfolio Committee. It's still in the design phase with the Executive, so the Portfolio Committee has nothing in front of them except the integrity framework, which is not legislation, it's simply a document, a policy document. So although I accept the proposal or the concept of consulting with the Portfolio Committee, there's really nothing at the Portfolio Committee at the moment which they can tell us, except that they might also look at what the proposal might entail.
I think the point that she was raising was that because the rules are saying we must consult with them and that we should have their views been registered with. No, it must.
Mr. Chair,
No, it changed me well. This is the sixth edition. It's a must.
We did that after long arguments because the department or the telecommunity did not respond previously, and then we said, well, let's rather put the option in. So the rule was changed to say May.
I'm not sure if Honorable Victoria as well, because to us we are still operating, and this is, I think, is the latest edition that was produced by the Rules Committee.
Does that include the new 235A the criteria?
It's not here. That I know, it's not here, that one. But on the issue of consultation.
Sir, if I may ask, the amendment might have not been in the latest printed version. I think the committee secretary normally.
Okay. They are showing us that indeed it has been changed to May. But isn't it May we were pushing it on the basis that many of them are not willing to come forward?
Mm.
So we were saying we should not bog down, in doing our work. But in this regard, I think it will be too early for us to say they are not. I agree, and thanks for bringing this into our attention. I think we may still wanted to get the position. A letter should be written to them, my secretary, to say, can they then indicate what is their position? Their position, obviously, may not necessarily informed by they've got something that they're doing, but to say, as a committee, after being briefed, looking at the proposal, this is what we are saying, in line with our work that we are doing as a committee. Honorable Kubat.
I understand both sides. I think what I'm picking up is that, and I'm getting into the matter because fortunately I was part of the discussion on the state employees proposal on regulating interest of state employees. Is that one from the deliberation with the minister? It was quite clear that the proposal can proceed because there is work that is being done. And noting that we've got to have the opinion of the committee, but it doesn't necessarily say that even if the opinion comes from the committee, as Mr. Pretoria is saying, that the committee does not have the legislation in front of them. So we might not have the details, and we're fortunate because the engagement helped us. Because we engaged the minister, we were able to ask the questions, and the clarity we're given further to broaden our view. What I would say is that part of maybe the final report that we'll adopt, it needs to have a portion of the comments from the committee of public admin and service, public service and administration, as part of the overall report that we present to the House to say this is what we have done and we have received this and part of that. And as we adopt the final report of our position as the committee, and therefore we have that maybe a paragraph or two that gives the reflection of the portfolio committee. Others would end up just moving on cycles, just holding on something that we can't. And I picked up partially on what Mr. Pretoria was saying about some of the work when they start the process of the hearing or the process of the legislation itself, that some of the reflection of what is there in the current proposal needs to be looked upon. If I'm correct, I picked that up quite well. It's something that we can also recommend as part of the report to say we would hope that they would look at it. But as members of Parliament, obviously, when there's a hearing, there's a legislation, there's nothing stopping us from making submission into that process for us to be able to influence it to a certain direction. So I thought that maybe we could close it in that manner, Chairperson, to say I don't think we still have much space to be working on this process. But as a final report, when the committee secretary and the researcher puts up that report, make sure that we've got that input from the committee through the Chairperson of Public Service. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any other...
Just correct the Honourable Kubai, the other half which he did not hear, which I thought was an important part. And that is that we accept, I said that the only criteria that we could consider is the one about preempting. And we accept that there's a possibility that there might be legislation from the executive side by the end of the financial year, which is about 6 months off still. And looking at the history so far of the previous ones, which we blocked on that basis, they're already 4 months behind. So we're looking at the possibility of even next year, later on in the year, for that legislation to come. My suggestion was that we say to the House in a report that we think this can go further. In other words, we don't block it here like all the others. We say this one can go further, but in the report we say to the House, this should then be referred to the Portfolio Committee as a reference document for them to assist the committee when they discuss, when they deliberate on the legislation once it's introduced. We don't say this should form the basis of the legislation. We say this is the background reference document to that. I think that will also give the signal that this committee isn't seen as simply a blocking mechanism, because that criticism is there all the time. I think this is a test case for us where we can really proceed further, and it doesn't mean to say this becomes a legislation. We're not saying this at all. We're saying this forms a background document. So, with your permission, I've drafted my own little report, which I would want to give to members on the other side. We needn't take a decision now on it. We can perhaps consider it next time if you're okay with that. And I'll give them a copy of this for consideration, because it appears that we won't take a decision now. We'll wait for the Portfolio Committee to give us the benefit of their view as well. So I might as well give the members a copy of the way I see the way forward. If it's been shot down eventually, then so be it. But I think this is a compromise in the sense to say we carry on, but we block it. It's always a contradiction, but that's just the effect of it.
You see, the only challenge that we are faced with here is the rules themselves. Because they are giving us two options. One is to agree, one not to agree. That's clear. The third one, it says, you may refer back to the Portfolio Committee for further investigation and come back to you. It's not a decision, it's still a pending. So we should arrive at one of the two that are given to us by the rules. And I think maybe in the light of what Pretorius is saying, we may at some stage look at it in depth and see whether can we create something, propose something in between that gel well. Because at the end of the day, what Honorable Kuvai is saying, it will remain carrying water to say the points that Honorable Pretorius are raising are very important. However, they will just find a way to say how do they make the submission in the process of that particular amendment by the ministry, which again, from the members' point of view, they may feel we are not at any given stage being looked like we are treated fairly. It's not us, it's the rules of the same parliament passed and adopted by all of us. Gareth, is there anything you wanted to add?
Thank you, Chairperson. The committee would have then decided, previously the previous committee from the Third Democratic Parliament had a sort of unwritten rule where they would keep certain proposals in abeyance until the promises or the guarantees by the department would either fall through or then come to fruition. One such situation which I worked on was a floor crossing legislation where the department said that they were considering floor crossing legislation. The committee held that specific proposal in abeyance until the time that the department said that they were going to introduce the legislation. The department then subsequently did introduce, and the committee then did away with that specific legislation. So it's not uncommon for this committee to hold proposals in abeyance. Whether that is one of the avenues that the committee would want to take is up to the committee to decide. I just also want to highlight that the referral of the proposal to the Portfolio Committee on Public Service was just to check whether there was any such legislation that was to introduce. We have found that that is true. The minister promised that such legislation would be introduced within this financial year. I think it's reasonable within this financial year is reasonable. However, we need to look. One of my issues that I might have with or problems that I might foresee with the legislation is, does it go as far as the proposal does? Does it meet everything the proposal does? And I think that's one of the criteria that the committee would need to look at as well. No legislation has been presented, or draft legislation has been presented to the committee, to this committee, to say it does go as far as the proposal, and that's one of my concerns, but it needs to meet, because the minister specifically mentioned the Organization of Economic and Cultural Development and how we are signatories to one of their little protocols, not little, but to their protocols, and we would need to check then, does this proposal meet those specific requirements, and would future legislation? So I'm sort of to the back door recommending that we might would want to consider keeping this proposal in the bank.
Honorable Kugai.
Chair, not in the input, I'm not quite favorable to that suggestion, quite honestly. Firstly, it's the issue that one is that we've got the proposal and the discussion. I wouldn't want to see the committee having pending reports of some time and all those things. We know that the third parliament might have done things differently, and the fourth parliament might be approaching things differently. And that's one of the reasons why we have even coined this parliament an activist parliament, to move away from the perceived dull third parliament motions. But firstly, Chair, the issue of this legislation before us is that there's been processes and we have engaged in the minister. And from where I was sitting, I thought that minister has clearly indicated the processes that they are involved in and what is to happen in terms of the legislation. That's one. But secondly, the issue of us having to close the gap, I think one of the things that we could do, if there's proposals that are coming before us and there's promises of putting some legislation in place, what we could be doing is putting in place tracking mechanism as the committee. To say, this department, we had this legislation promised by this time, where it is. That's what we can do. You have to put on the agenda of committee pending. This one you are putting a bill, we'll deal with it later. It might create some bit of problems for us in terms of even functioning of the committee, because we'll have to account to say, why haven't you summed up this and reported back to the House? And I was thinking that I thought that on this one specifically would close, and Honorable Pretorius can circulate what he's got, that we look at it. There's not no harm in it for us to look at what he has put together as members of committee, and so that we can inform our overall final report. I didn't think that would take so long on this item, quite honestly, because I thought it was just a simple report that there's been inputs, we have seen where it is, and in the process, and then we can put tracking mechanisms. I think we spoke about it even the other meeting I was here, that the problem is that we've got ministers who are saying, we are doing this. Do they do it, and how to that deadline, do they keep it? And what we could be putting in place is just a mechanism to say, okay, we had the Department of Sports, they said they're going to do this legislation. We had Department of Public Admin, they said they're going to do this by this time. When we reach that time, from committee side support, they say to us, members, this is the month that Minister so-and-so said we'll do this legislation. And we call them back to say, Minister, you said you were going to introduce the legislation in October of this nature, when a member had a private member's legislation. What's happened? We have not seen that legislation coming through. And therefore, have an engagement. If there are difficulties, we understand. I think that would be the most favorable option of us having it. But the option of Mr. Pretorius giving us this, looking at them when we finalize next time with the report that is coming through, that can sort of assist us in finalizing and concluding the process, Chair, and closing on the matter, not putting it up.
I think let's move this way, honorable members. While we are giving the public service and administration portfolio committee chance to echo their position, we should, you know, look into all sides, including the documents that you circulate it to us. You look at it, you also do your intensive, you know, thorough look based on objectivity, not any element, and then we'll look at it. But equally, I'm sure from the management point of view, we have since identified this vacuum of tracking to say the research in particular should then be responsible for making sure that when we receive briefing by any affected parties, stakeholders, ministers, portfolio committees, to say at a particular time specific work would have been discharged, we should track them and see that at that particular time, is there anything particularly. We should do that prior to our discussions in the House. So that we have a common understanding as a committee to say, while we have agreed or resolved in this manner based on this particular information, and by the time of, you know, pursuing the House to adopt our report, the commitments that were made to make us to arrive at this particular decision are not yet been done, how do we then, you know, reverse our decision? Because sometimes it doesn't gel well to say we have said this should be withdrawn in favor of the ministry who have given us a commitment to say in December this particular thing will be done. December comes and passes, nothing happened, and we still say we relied on that. So I'm sure those will be the areas that we need to intensify. Maybe we can then say in the next committee sitting we will then take a decision on the matter. I think by that time we'll be much having closer to us understanding each other, and having the submissions of the portfolio committee will help us a lot. Can we agree on that? Thank you very much. Can we then move to the fifth item of the agenda? Legislative proposal to amend the Labour Relations Act. This particular proposal, we have been briefed by Honorable Ollis, I'm sure, on the 31st of March, if I'm still right in my mind. And then he gave reasons for us to consider this particular piece of legislation. But we thought what we have done with the public service and administration, it has been seen as a good model for us to consult the portfolio committee on the same time with the ministry. So from the management point of view, we were suggesting that rather we request for a joint meeting where we would then be briefed by the minister. That's the proposal that we wanted to propose to you, honourable members, if you agree with us. So that we don't deal with it without getting the opportunity of getting their views, be briefed by the state of the department in relation to this. Okay. Any honourable Pretoria?
Can I just confirm, when you said that we were going to have a joint meeting with the portfolio committee, is that what you said? Just perhaps for the legal advisor to give us some clarity. Yes, I don't accept that we can do that, but just in preparation for that, we have a legal opinion to say that there could be constitutionality problems here. The opinion is based on the proposal by Mr. Ollis, which goes rather wide. He talks about strikes and not necessarily only demonstrations and picketing, although in his briefing, Mr. Ollis quite clearly said that one should not be blinded by the actual bill, but by the proposal, which really tries to to regulate picketing and demonstrations and not so much striking. So the striking is quite apart from it. Can I just ask a legal advisor, is this opinion based on striking specifically, or is it based on the picketing and demonstrations part? Will there be a different view if it's only the striking part is left out of it?
That's correct. There's a difference between striking and picketing and demonstrations. And if one looks at the nature of the bill and of the proposal, and I think this is the one danger that there is in actually providing a specific a proposed bill as opposed to just a proposal, is that it really almost moves away from what the proposal would want to do. And in this case, it is the member specifically mentioned that it is strikes, but it's not really strikes, it's more protest action. And strikes can elevate into protest action. But that's what the one distinction that I wish to make.
Honorable Portore.
So I specifically asked that question because that was my sense after reading the legal opinion, and if you compare that with Mr. Ollis's oral presentation, he was at pains not to include strikes. He actually says in the first part that this proposal is not about unions, it is not about the right to strike, it is actually about about violence and the role of the state. And he says that the actual wording can be determined later on. So the concept really seems to be on the table. Can I then ask, is it possible, sir, that we, Mr. Ollis is here, I see he's sitting at the end there, if he can confirm to us that that in fact was the intention, and not to try and curb strikes, but the consequences of strikes, the violent part of that. And if that is so, then perhaps we can ask the legal advisor to re-look the legal opinion, because that will have a material effect on our decision eventually what to do with this bill, for this proposal. Would that be acceptable?
Honorable Kuba.
Sure. Noting what Mr. Pretorius is saying, I think the issue is that maybe while the legal our legal person is going to speak, is that is to look at, to think if the concepts that are in the document, after reading it from a legal perspective, are found to be problematic, meaning the conceptualization of the document, that's where the problem is. Because I don't think that we can say to the legal person after reading, because even if we can explain to him, he changes the opinion, the other person who reads from that, giving a legal opinion, might have to be briefed again to be able to give a proper legal opinion. Which I think the issue, if it's about the conceptualization of the document or the proposal itself, that has led to the determination of the legal opinion. That's where the crux of the matter is. And maybe it could be the issue that could be requirement or something if there is a need of restructuring that document itself. Not that we change the legal opinion base because we know better from the briefing, because it will just lead to another briefing. But the document itself should be subjected, without even briefing, should be subjected to a legal opinion that would not cause a bit of a stay. I don't know if you understand me, Mr. Professor. Yeah.
Is there any? I think what should be done here? Points that the legal have pinpointed them areas that honourable Ollis have shown in the proposal should equally be given an opportunity for the ministry and the portfolio committee to say this is what we understand. We might be of course when you are doing a proposal. It's not, you know, done and said that everything is correct, it's clean. You still wanted to, you know, propose, you know, to call for other, submissions to enrich what you are proposing. So if we were to go through them and then realize that they've got nothing to do, the areas of constitutionality, we can then, you know, tangle with it if we are allowing him to go through. Can we then, for now, because we should move on steps to say, we have given Honorable Ollis an opportunity to brief us. We know the overall, you know, content of his proposal. The legal team, it's our supporting, you know, mechanism to say, in between, this is what they say. But we should therefore go to other stakeholders
that should enrich what we wanted to propose. Honorable Van Wyk.
Yes, Chair, in support of that, and maybe in furthering the request as well, looking at the proposal as was presented to us, I'm also interested to find out whether some of these proposals, specifically if you look at the five principles, principle one that talks about three sub-issues, increased marshalling, formalising with government, etc. That is actually in some legislation already, in the Gatherings Act, and section 15 meetings that take place before such demonstrations. So I would be interested in, Chair, through you, that if the legal advisor can also have a look for us, whether some of these aspects are not covered in legislation already, because those two specifically I know is in the Gatherings Act.
Correct.
Thank you, Chairperson. The member, the honourable member is correct that it is in the Gatherings Act, and it's currently being considered by the Supreme Court of Appeal in the Jarvis case. Members can remember in 2006 there was the security guard strike down Long Street and a couple of cars and people's property was damaged. So that case is currently been decided by the Cape High Court, and it's currently the Supreme Court of Appeals. I'm not really sure how far that is, but I also have a constitutional concern around this piece of legislation because it's an amendment to the Labour Relations Act, and the section of the Constitution speaks to the workers' rights and the employers' rights. Those are two parties only, groups of one party and groups of another. If we extend and include this amendment, or consider to extend and include this amendment, that would extend that dual relationship to a third party, and I'm not really sure whether that's going to pass constitutional muster. That's just one of the concerns. So that's one of the issues that the committee would have to decide as well.
I think we will look at all these things when we arrive at the determination. We will be checking at the principle and the criterion that we have set and requested the Rules Committee to amend the rules. And since they have agreed, we should then be guided by them. But we will look at, you know, overall the content of every proposal. I think Honourable Ollis, we will comfortably enjoying your, you know, interest in sitting in the committee when we talk about these things, so that you would understand even when we come up with our recommendation to say indeed there were, you know, sufficient space to discuss what the committee was given to look into from your side. Pretorius?
Just, can I just get clarity from the committee side? If Mr. Ollers, and I haven't discussed it with you, this is just my own ideas, if Mr. Ollers were to submit to the committee a further paper delimiting his proposal more clearly, would the committee accept that proposal to respond to the
I think there's nothing wrong with that. Every time when we are doing our work, we wanted to assist and then look at every area that might be of assistance to the work of the committee. Honourable Kubat.
So we'll have to check procedurally with that, because remember the legislation is referred to us from the speaker side. So the submission as well, I don't know, we'll have to check in terms of the procedure. I don't know, Albert, if you know anything now. But we can check with the NA table. Yeah, there should be a process. I don't think it can be directly the amendment, because the original text is what has been submitted. So we'll have to check that process.
There's nothing in the rules that prohibit that. It's just a matter of committee agreeing to it.
Of course, if there is a substantive changes in it, it should then be resubmitted to the office of the speaker. But if they are minor, you can still look at, you know, on the clarity issues, you can still look at it from, you know, the level of the committee.
Chair, I'm saying that because it means that the content of the submission would have been changed and as published on ATC. So meaning that the submission would either have, that's something we need to follow through with the NA table, because if you have published something that you say this is what the committee is dealing with, and you deviate from what has been published, I don't think procedurally is correct. That could be my opinion. That's what I'm saying. Let's verify it and see if it's correct.
So we will try to secure a meeting with the Labour Portfolio Committee and invite the Ministry to come and brief us also on the same footing, and then to take it from there. We will, of course, look into depth at the legal submissions and any other resource document that can be helpful to us to arrive at a well-informed position. We'll still look at that. I'm sure the research desk should go all out now. We seems to need your office than ever before. We need you to look at the current piece of legislation that they are referring to, the court case that they are referring to, and the proposal that is before us, so that when we talk to the sister committee and the ministry, we should be also having our own work, you know, being well done. Honorable Olin.
Chairperson, sorry, I know I'm not a member of this committee, but I just want to remind members that are on the committee of the first point I made when I sat down here to make my presentation. And the point was this, that the text of the legislation was an example that I attached to the memorandum to illustrate how it could be encapsulated in legislation. The memorandum is my proposal. The text of how it can be worded is an example. And I made it very clear. If you go and recall and get the recording, you can listen to what I actually said. It's on the record. I said on the record in this committee that the text, the wording, is an example or a proposal of how the memorandum can be realized in law.
I think you may not even take the pain of explaining, because also the rules are very clear to say once you have given a go ahead, you would then, that would be the time where you propose, you know, come up with the proposed bill with content and everything, you know, become fixed. For now, you don't even have to sweat and try to complain. We understand the process.
I don't think
we do. No, I'm definite. There might be the language they are using to you sound like they don't, but I know that they do. And they know the, how to, you know, to execute our work. But anyhow, thank you for helping. Can we then agree that would then take it forward in that way, that would seek a joint meeting and then invite the ministry to come and present to us. Okay? Thank you. The next item is the minutes. Minutes of the 17th to start with. All members in position of the minute of the 17th. Page 1 of the minute.
I left my copy here, but I've read the minute.
Okay. Page 2 is the minutes of the joint sitting, of course. Page 2. I don't see your name, honorable member, here. No, she was. Oh, you were a visitor at that time. Oh, so you did not put your name in the in roll call. Okay, thank you. Is there anything on page 2? Page 3? Honorable...
The second paragraph from the bottom. A question was asked about the about time frame.
can you remove the other about?
No, I'm no longer going to forget you. As long as you come in 7 o'clock, anything on page 3? Page 4? Any mover? Honorable Kuwai. Any seconder? Honorable Krumado. The minutes will then be adopted as the true reflection of what happened on the 17th of August, with amendments, of course. The second set of minutes is of the 14th of August, that's last week. Page 1.
No, I was going to say we don't have minutes of the 14th, of the 24th.
Of the 24th?
Yes.
Can you assist? I'm sure these pigeonholes, they must have locks, man. Looks like things get lost in there. How do you understand it, Honorable Guan? Don't we need to lock them?
No, okay. We do have minutes of the 24th. I was correcting the 14th that you are talking about.
Oh, did I say 14th?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, Aya. You know, that slip of tongue.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you wanted to say this, but you said it the other way. I'm sorry, and correctly, that it should be the minutes of the 24th of August 2011. Can we then go through page 1? Page 2? Honorable Victoria?
So it's 2 in the middle paragraph,
2.1, yes.
Grammatical things, the second line. The amendment was in column 10.1, column on relevant government priority. I would put a comma after priority to delete, and then I would put in quotes, delete fighting crime and corruption, unquote. And insert quote, improving governance, unquote. Otherwise, you don't understand what it's all about. Is that it?
Yeah, in that same paragraph, I don't know, I might have missed whether Mr. Pretorius has said now, but also that should be dropped. The amendment was in column 10.1.
It
was in column 10.1. And we changed around the column at the 10.1.
Anything on page 2?
Honorable Pretoria.
In 2.4, the second line at the end, the word amendment is spelled wrongly there. And then, if I can just propose something in paragraph 3. In paragraph 3, where we say we agreed to write a letter to this lady through Mr. Dr. Bosman, I'm just a little bit concerned that the letter might create impressions when she gets it, and I would want to propose that we add something perhaps at the end after the second line through Dr. Bosman to add without raising any expectations, you know, just to say that maybe my wording is wrong, but I just want to get the message across that the letter must be just a technical inquiry. You must expect something in that sense.
But was it raised in the meeting?
Yeah, and then I think it's something that needs to be corrected. But equally the letter will go with the report. Will attach the report. The report is a public document in India.
Yeah.
Okay. So that they are that hence the issue of raising expectation should not, you know, be seen like writing the letter. It goes. You get my point. Page 3. Any mover for adoption? Honorable Kumalo. Any seconder? Honorable Mdaki. Thank you very much. The final thing is the petition. Fact sheet, of course. We should have been adopting it last. We said we need time. Can we go through it? Is there? Come again. Come again. The one which start with what is a petition. Do you have all members? Thank you. Pretoria, page one.
So can I just ask a general question? We asked last time that the only change should be the bringing of the special petitions part to the front. Is that the only change from the previous one? Then it's fine. And I've read the previous one, not this one.
Anything on page two?
Honorable members, that this chain, it is not far from what we thought it should be, Petition Act. It, you know, in a way, intend to. What is missing here, because it's not yet been a law. It's about time frame. A person can forward a petition to Parliament in the current scenario. That document can go to 2-3 different, you know, parliaments, because there's no time frame, no procedure laid down, and so on and so on. But we are trying to, you know, enable ourselves to do our work better with this document. Mm-hmm. Honorable Kubai.
Just on the schematic outline of petition referral process, I just want to understand, why would a member of parliament send a petition to the Secretary of Parliament and not to the Speaker directly? Because my understanding is that a Member of Parliament sends directly to the Speaker, not to the Secretary of Parliament. Unless if I've got... to the Speaker. Let me just check, maybe...
I know that we are supposed to send to the Speaker. I'm sure. Let's.
You want to? A petition must be lodged by a member with the secretary for approval and signed by the speaker. Correct.
Sure. Thank you.
Chair, can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
For interest sake, basically, the example that's quoted on page one of the widow and the state advocate is good as breaking service, and the question is to condone it. Is this a fictitious one or a genuine one, and what was the outcome? At the very front. Is this very similar to the one that we're having with Dr. Bosman's one? It's quite the same, but it's a similar type of thing. I'm pretty keen to know what the committee recommended in this case, or whether this is just a fictitious example. Okay.
I want to believe
that it's just one of those, you know, that you need to look at when you move forward. It's not necessarily... fixed. Any mover for adoption of this fact sheet to be our guide? Honorable Mulevazi. Any seconder? Okay, Mapilusa. Any objection? this document will then become one of our guiding documents moving forward in dealing with petitions. Thank you very much. We have come to the conclusion of the business of the day. Honorable Mudat.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to apologize for coming late. I'm not well.
Oh, I'm sorry for that. Thank you. Honorable Kumar.